do think it's important to be transparent on the hospital situation that we've been dealing with for a number.
Old hospital.
The old Fitzgibbon Hospital on Brunswick Street, and in the condition it's in. And so David, do you want to share, or do you want me to share with them that we did go through the...
We've taken it through the Board of Code Enforcement. It has been condemned. I think Josh has prepared the findings for it. Mike's been working on putting together, gathering the information for the cost of demo, the asbestos inspection, and the abatement. We're just waiting on the abatement numbers, which we hope to have tomorrow or Wednesday at the latest. That information will go in a letter that is being sent to the current property owner from our city attorney, Josh Taylor, with his signature to that, telling him that it has been condemned and here's what he's looking at personally. If he doesn't come up with something to do and the city has to tear it down, he could be liable for that. And right now the cost of the demo at a minimum is probably $250. It could be more depending upon what we come up with on the asbestos. And we're just kind of waiting to see what the asbestos cost is. But I think Mike and Ron had actually went through with the contractor last Thursday or Friday, and there's a lot of cleanup there to do. So that number's going to be probably fairly staggering as well.
We're anxious to get that, yeah. To determine what can be done. The owner, unfortunately, lives in California, and so it's another typical out-of-town ownership that has property that needs to be removed. Thanks for hearing me.
Any other questions? Next up is my report. To kind of piggyback or talk about the old hospital for a moment, Councilman Hines and I did go visit with Mr. McCumber. He was the gentleman that was here that evening telling us where the old hospital was going, or had gone. So I think that Mr. McCumber, if nothing else, I mean, he knew that we weren't there to tell him, you know, tomorrow it's coming down, or even in any time in the near future. He had, I think, just mostly appreciated being acknowledged, being talked to, listened to, you know, somebody who could voice his concerns to people who he thought actually, you know, might care just a little, it's always interesting to find out some background of our citizens. So.
We did share with him that it had been condemned. Mm-hmm. So I think that he heard that, and that was a positive thing. Mm-hmm. I think he saw that there was some action being taken.